So I've got a quarter in my hand right now that we're going to use in this video. Before I show you what that's all about, I want you to make sure that you've taken a look at the first couple of videos in this series. The first video was the myth that you can't get rich working for someone else. We kind of blew that out of the water in the first video. The second video is this myth that you have to be a money person or a math person, excuse me, in order to create a lot of wealth in your life. So I want you to check out those videos. Make sure you're busting through those beliefs before you go further into the series. So now let's get into myth number three, which is investing might as well be gambling. Okay? So this is another one of the most misunderstood myths in personal finance. I want to try to prove that wrong in this video. So, and you can virtually eliminate any possibility that you're going to lose money with investing if you take a long-term stable approach rather than just a short-term gambling-like approach. So let's look at what gambling actually is. And to do that, I've got a quarter in my hand right now. So what I'm going to do later is flip this quarter, and I want you to guess what it's going to land on, heads or tails. But before that, I want to give you a choice. Imagine that you have $5,000 in cash saved. If you're correct, you double that money. You have $10,000. Awesome, right? But if you're wrong, you lose everything and you have no opportunity to invest and grow that income or grow that $5,000 until you've made another $5,000. Would you be willing to take that risk? Would you be willing to lose everything you have and the future, excuse me, the future potential to make millions of dollars or at least hundreds of thousands of dollars on that single coin flip? If you are, then that is what's called gambling. And that's what a lot of people do, and they just kind of blindly throw their money at, random stock tips or the talking heads on TV. A lot of these things can be very, very volatile, just these individual stocks. And if you've ever heard horror stories of people losing money in the stock market, that's probably what happened to them. They weren't thinking long term, they were being very emotional, they were trying to make quick money, and it didn't happen and it ended up biting them. So what we want to do is focus on long-term safe wealth creation. What isn't gambling is investing in safe, solid growth funds, like those that commonly exist in IRAs and 401k plans and other long-term investment vehicles. So what these are is diversified funds made up of other types of stocks and assets that are designed to be a lot more stable than just individual stocks alone. They're designed to be long-term. So these types of assets are not going to have these huge, like 30, 40, 50, 100% growth numbers that some stocks might have that, you might be getting those tips on, but they also won't have the huge collapses that individual companies might have and often do have quite a bit. They're protected from high risk because the individual companies make up only a very small portion of the total fund or the total allocation. So one of these funds, for example, is, and I'm not recommending this fund, this is just an example, so don't go out and buy this just because I said it. But it's the Vanguard Growth Index Fund. And this is just an example again. But this is made up of several very well-known stable companies that are growing steadily and aren't going to go under anytime soon. You can see a screenshot of this in the post if you want to. And there's also a link to be able to do some looking into that if you'd like to as well. But this fund holds companies like Apple, Facebook, Google, Disney, Coca-Cola, Qualcomm, and a lot of other large companies that probably aren't going to fail anytime soon. But if any one of them does, the others are going to protect the fund from the losses that might incur if it were just an individual stock. And these funds are actively managed by fund managers. So the fund manager is probably going to remove that fund from the holdings. That's how it's protected. That's how it's diversified from risk. So holding this type of fund over the long term is very safe and it'll likely pay off handsomely over the long term. So you might be thinking, well, how am I going to get rich if I don't buy stocks that aren't going to double in, overnight or in a couple weeks? Well, the way you get rich is you think long term. You take emotions out of the equations and you follow a strategy. So that's the beauty of IRAs and 401ks and all these other investment vehicles. They're meant to be long-term investments. These types of funds that I was just talking about, that's what these are mostly made up of. These index funds and like sector-based funds. So I'm going to flip my coin, but before I do that, consider that the stock market is up an average of 10% per year since the 1920s. Now that's almost 100 years, but let's just call this experiment for 30 years. Even if you only had $5,000, that $5,000 that you might be getting ready to risk on this coin flip, just one single time invested, it would end up multiplying several times over. It would actually be $87,000 in 30 years. And that's at a rate of 10%. So there's a screenshot of that calculation in the post if you want to check that out. So now I want to ask you, would you rather risk losing $5,000 on a 50-50 coin flip on a chance of having $10,000, or would you rather invest that $5,000 at 10%, leave it there, and basically have essentially a 95% chance of having $87,000 or more in 30 years? And remember, if you lose or worse, you choose to spend that $5,000, you basically just have nothing but a pile of stuff. So as you can see, the upside is very much larger than the downside in this equation when invested safely and correctly. That's how you can create wealth over the long term without gambling, and that's why stocks and investing aren't gambling if done this way. So let me flip my coin and you decide if you're going to play or not. I'm going to be on the sidelines watching my money grow. So I'm going to try not to drop this. So it was heads. So did you win? Okay, well, if you did, congratulations, but that's called a short-term win. Sometimes they do happen in the stock market and you can make some good money. But here's the thing. If I flip this same coin 100 times, I'd have something extremely close to 50 heads and 50 tails. And if you don't believe me, there's a link in the article that shows you that. This is basic statistics. But what that means is if you won, but you continue to keep investing and keep playing that way, you're eventually either going to lose all of your money or you're going to break even or just barely have any much more than you started with. You're not ever going to get those long-term growth numbers like that. And this is actually what most investors do. When they trade in and out of funds like this, they freak out over short-term market fluctuations and end up making really bad decisions. Because of that, they get returns in the 2% range, and there's a link in the article that shows that. But by staying invested for the long term, taking advantage of these high growth, index funds and following strategies like dollar cost averaging, there's also a link in the article on that. Just trust the history of what's happened over the last 100 years. Returns of 10% annually and higher are absolutely possible and very, very likely to keep happening. So we're not gambling here. We're following a system. This is actually one of my favorite movies, is the movie 21 with Kevin Spacey and Jim Sturgess. They basically just crush Vegas with a professional blackjack system, which actually happens, still happens to this day. His character is quoted in the movie. He says, "We're counting cards. We're not gambling. We're following a specific set of rules, and we're playing a system." And that's what we're doing here. In the movie, when the team gambled and they didn't follow their system, they lost. When they did follow their system, it paid off handsomely. And that's my point with this exercise. Investing isn't gambling when it's done correctly. Wealth creation is not about tomorrow, next week, or next month. You don't get rich by predicting the next Microsoft or Amazon or Google, no matter how much you dream about it. People that do that are basically just getting lucky. So we're not gambling here. We're following a system. So creating wealth is all about the results you achieve over the long term. Make those smart, educated decisions and just get that consistent wealth. Don't fall into that trap that the financial press sets for you or that a friend gave you on a big stock tip. Just follow the words of wisdom that people like Warren Buffett have said over time. He said, "Someone's sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago." If you really want to create wealth in a smart, proven way, understand that 8-10% growth rate is extremely great. It has extremely high odds of happening and working out for you, and it's far better than tossing all of your money on red or black and crossing your fingers and hoping for a number to come up or a coin flip. So, take it from me. I'm a guy that likes to play blackjack for fun at the $5 tables. I've made a lot more money, thousands of times more money from the stock market than I'll ever do at a casino or I ever will on any kind of coin flip. And it was a whole lot easier too.